broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Sogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hey, good evening, everyone. It's Wednesday night, Bubba and Fee Sports Talk. Bubba got the late call from Cooper's, and he's not going to be here tonight, but I'm going to be around, Megan McSpence. We got a couple of the super coaching staff from the boys, Mr. Bob Leverett, the head coach, and Mr. Darian Sheffer, the JV coach this year. Stepping up a little bit. Could be fun for Darian this year. Well, coming off of last year, Bobby, you had a great, great run last year. I mean, that was a good team.
Yeah, we kind of peaked at the right time.
Absolutely.
Started off hot to start the season 8-1 and was state ranked for a little while.
Yeah.
And then we kind of went on a little 5-game skid.
A little skid there.
Kind of got things worked out, but there were some injuries and some illness through that.
Yeah.
You know,
and you're always going to put up with that.
You got 22 games. You're going to have peaks and valleys. And, we kind of knew what we wanted to do going into the tournament with our defense and kind of tweaking some things and kind of got all that stuff dialed in at the right time. Seniors got a little bit more senior urgency.
Got
and,
into it. Yeah.
We was one play away from.
Yeah,
for a district championship.
Yes. So and it looked like a one foul call. It would have helped too.
That's what I meant. One play.
You know, you did. You lost last year. I was thinking three of the players that you lost were Ramel. Which is a state. What was he, a second teamer, a third teamer?
His junior year, he was a second team.
Second
last
teamer.
Year, he was. I don't know how you improve your numbers and have a better team.
That
and,
is right.
And
he,
only
he
get
hosed on
honorable
him.
Mention or whatever.
Yeah,
so, but yeah,
absolutely.
I'm blaming the coach.
I'll take it.
And we had Patch hard to going to replace a guy that's 6'7".
Right.
It's always
yeah.
hard to replace that. And then Landon Post, hell of a player too.
Just a bulldog for us. A kid that did a little bit of everything. He could go defend. He could hit a shot. Handle the ball.
Yeah.
Three seniors that were just awesome. I mean, I gave
good.
Those guys a lot of freedom, didn't I, Darian?
Yep.
I mean, you just trust kids like that,
yep.
you know?
Yep. What
they're
do you
all,
need me to do, coach?
Yeah.
I'll go do
yep.
it.
They're also, like, Kale was just such a, he was just fun to watch.
Just, yeah.
And I remember the Greg Collick days, and
right.
it was kind of the same way. That he just got the crap beat out of him. And it was like, that was okay. You know, well, he's really good. We'll let him get beat up. And we just didn't get a lot of calls, I thought. I mean,
I thought the whole year was like that.
He had a hell of a year.
Absolutely.
Getting double teamed, getting beat up.
Right.
You know, because he did work down on the block a lot. So.
Yeah, he did whatever we needed him to do.
And also,
I think I mentioned
Grover,
a couple of times to some of the officials that just because he's not bleeding didn't mean he didn't get fouled.
Oh, exactly, yeah.
You're not to call it.
I bet I said that 10 times.
Exactly.
Just because he's not bleeding
you're
doesn't mean he's
allowed
get
to call it anyhow.
Yeah, it was pretty frustrating at times. Really.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a coach, I mean, you got to be keep biting your lip. I know you want to say something, but you can't.
Uh-huh.
also, the seniors, I was going to mention, and I loved the kid last year. He kind of helped you out as like kind of a player coach with Wyatt Grover.
You know, Wyatt
had the injury and
had some hip issues starting in the summertime, and we weren't even sure if he was going to be around at all. And it was one of those, we were like, hey, we got to have him around. You know, reached out and like, why don't you come to practice and whenever you can, and make sure you're on the bench with us. You know, experience your senior year.
Yeah,
and he was just great to have around.
He was. And your timeouts, he would always jump up and talk to his buddies. You know, and which is great to hear that stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
What he's saying to his buddies is things that he had heard you guys saying on the bench before the.
He was actually he told me what to say most of the time. So I, you know,
awesome. That's great.
That's really good.
Yeah.
So, season always starts out summertime.
Right.
So how did summer go?
Summer was, for us, a learning summer. You know, we wasn't real sure how we were going to play, what style with what kids we had coming back. We know we had kind of a gritty group, you know, as far as the seniors. Picking up Gavin Fowler, who hadn't played since junior high, that made us even a little bit more grittier. So, you know, we start off, we went to UD team camp, and we thought we wanted to really push the ball and mm-hmm. full court press, and we found out real quick that we wasn't very good at that.
Maybe don't do that. You know? Hey, that's what summer's all about.
Exactly. You know, so we learned a little bit at UD, and then got better as the day went on, and then about 2 weeks later, we went to Ohio Dominican for another shootout and tweaked some things and played a little bit better. And then we finished the summer as far as, you know, playing-wise. We had Salina and Greenville come in for a three-way scrimmage and played really well. By that time, we had kind of figured out the style we wanted to play.
Yeah.
So ended the summer on a high note with figuring out how we wanted to play. So,
good.
So yeah, overall, you know, like I said, peaks and valleys to start, and just UD was something else. And we played some really good teams there too.
You ran into that
some D1 schools, and yeah, we got ran out of the gym a couple times.
Sometimes the other teams, they know exactly what they're going after.
Maybe we don't want to play this style, but we got it figured out, and we're kind of going with that now that the season started. So, I hope that everybody in the community likes the style that we're going to play. I think it's fun for the kids. Hopefully it'll translate into some wins.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the goal.
Yeah. I'm hoping so too.
Run and gun?
You know, we're going to
ish.
Yeah. Ish. If we can push it and get a layup or a transition three, we're going to take it. And as Coach Metzger says, if we don't, we're going to get real boring. You know, we're going to run our offense and be pretty methodical until we get what we want. So that's kind of where we're at.
Be interesting.
And we're going to throw some different defenses out there and stuff like that too. So it'll be fun.
Yeah, perfect.
Want to take a break, Neil? We'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more with our coaches and see what else is going on.
Wayne IGA has the very popular Cooper Farms mixed turkey rolls in stock for those of us who want to be sure to get what we need for the holidays. This is the perfect time to be sure you have what you and your family are going to want. The turkey rolls should be available all season, but there could be some occasional shortages, and Wayne IGA will have them in stock whenever they're available. Again, Cooper Farms mixed turkey rolls are in stock. Be ready for the upcoming holidays and stop by Wayne IGA today.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime Monday through Friday here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Friends of the Fort Recovery Library will once again be hosting their annual Fort Festival of Trees display at the library from Monday, December 4th through Saturday, December 30th during normal library hours. Families, local organizations, businesses, and individuals are invited to participate in this very popular event by entering a decorated tree or wreath for the display. The tree can be 3 to 7 feet tall and can have a theme, promote your business, celebrate an achievement, can honor a loved one, or decorate a tree just for the fun of it. Hundreds of people stop into the library every year to see the trees and vote for their favorite. If you'd like to decorate a tree, please stop by the library or call them at 375-2869 for more information about participating in this year's Fort Festival of Trees.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
On Wednesday night, I got Mr. Darian Shepherd. Darian, big step up this year. Going to play, going to do some coaching on JV.
Yep.
I know last year, I want to, I mean, I like to shout out when somebody works their ass off, and you did. You did a lot of work with the young kids. You know, I see it, get on Facebook and you see the pictures and stuff after the weekends, and then that brings me back to the days of when we did that. And I tell you what, that'll be successful for you.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Glad Coach Leverett gave me the opportunity to go down to sixth grade while still doing the freshman team also. We had about 16 sixth graders.
Yeah.
A lot of sixth graders.
Wow.
And the freshman kids. So, yeah, last year was a lot of fun, a lot of times.
You had a lot of freshmen, too, actually.
Yeah, I mean, do we have last year?
I think we had 10.
I think there's 10 or 11 or 12. Yeah. And they were all pretty good players.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun basketball.
Back then, with a freshman, there'd be five in there, and you'd take them out and put five more, and they're just as good as the first five. There's some really outstanding people and pretty good players on that team.
Right, yeah. It was a lot of fun, so I really enjoy it.
This year will be fun for you. I mean, we were talking a little bit on the break here. We were talking about your style of your team is going to be the get up and down and press the crap out of everybody. And
yeah, it'll hopefully we want a lot of our stuff to look like a track meet. So we want to make or miss, we want to press, we want to get steals, we want to get layups, we want to cause havoc. So,
and I think as a fan, that's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, like I say to a lot of people, we're going to turn the ball over because we're going to try to push and we're going to try to do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, if
you're going to also create turnovers.
Right, yeah. So if we have 15 turnovers, but, you know, we get 20, 25 steals, I'll be happy.
You're plus five, buddy. Yeah. Plus five's good.
No, I won't be happy when that turnover happens. I'll be happy.
Yep, you got to redeal on that. But then, so, Coach Leverett, how about your staff this year?
Toby Metzger, who coached JV last year and was kind of my varsity assistant, we moved him to the varsity assistant role. Scott Dilworth is on staff this year as a volunteer assistant, so he's kind of...
So what does he know about basketball?
Not much, you know. The Dilworths in town really aren't that into basketball.
They're not really into
it. He's kind of just a pretty face for us. And Scott was a guy I tried to get last year, and he had just taken a new role at Honda. And he just, you know, he couldn't do it, you know. Yeah. And
that probably killed him.
Because he
not only knows what he's doing,
right,
but he knows what he's doing, and he can pass that on to kids, and kids respect that,
right,
even if they never saw him play.
Sure. Exactly.
They know that he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, he's got a son, Braylon, who's an eighth grader.
Eighth grader. I thought he was coming. I seen him on a baseball field.
So went after him again. I'm like, hey, you know, I'm not going to quit asking you. I'm probably going to ask you all the way.
Crazy.
You know? And, you know, he's like, well, what do you expect out of me? And I told him, you know, when you could be here 2-3 days of practice, be on the bench during the games, and, you know, I want your opinion. Scott and I had coached actually Rex and those guys at the lower level in the 5th and 6th grade, so
they know
he knows the senior well. They know him well. It's a good fit.
Yeah,
he's probably the calmest guy on our staff by hands down.
Well, you know, there's not going to be anything he hadn't seen.
Right.
You know, he's going to be able to help and adjust and stuff.
Yeah, so he's going to help out a little bit here and there. I mean, anywhere we need him, really.
Yeah.
But and then we got Jeff Vaughn has come on staff to coach the freshmen.
Another great pickup.
You know, they're going to play a 10-game schedule, and then plus their freshman season or their freshman tournament at the end.
Yeah.
And then Coach Sheffer's doing JV for me. Eighth grade is Justin Overman again, who's been in that role for about I think this might be his fourth year.
He's having a lot of fun now.
Yeah. And then he's got Jordan Winter at the 7th grade. So two guys that are, you know, they're great, but they feed off of each other. Jordan's kind of that more, a little bit more nurturing.
Yeah.
Justin's a little bit more rough around
the
edges. Get him ready.
You gotta have that.
Get him ready for us. You know, it's a good fit. It really is. Yep. So fun staff. You know, we were talking to the kids preseason, you know, right before the season started as our team meeting and everything, that all of us have some type of interconnection, you know, whether, you know, Darian played for me as a freshman. You know, I was on Patch's staff with Jeff.
Yeah.
You know, Darian, Justin was a couple years younger than me in high school. So we, you know, both played for Rutledge, and then then you got the Joe Bruins connection with everybody. You got the Brian Patch connection, and then we bring Jordan from Marion Local, who has the Marion Local knowledge from Keith Westridge, who knows how to win. So
he knows how to win.
It's a fun group. We went out a couple weeks ago with our wives and stuff, and just had a blast. So it's a tight knit group.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Well, the staff. I mean, when I heard, I was excited. I think you got a great staff going in. How about players? How about our seniors this year?
Seniors, so you got Troy Holman, who started last year for us at point guard. Rex Leverett, my son, who started last year as a four-man. Then you got Alex Deuce, who came off the bench, hit some big shots for us last year in some games. Then you got Reese Guggenbiller, same mold as Alex a little bit. And then Gavin Fowler decided to come out this year. So we've got five seniors. Gavin hasn't played since the eighth grade, but, he was a kid as an eighth grader, started on, with that group.
Yeah.
He played COAO the last couple of years. Kid, he's 6'3", probably 190, 200, and he's as gritty as they get. He gets in there and bangs. He brings a little bit of that inside edge to us. So those are our five seniors. Juniors, we got Eli Leonards, who played JV last year for us, Briggs Overman, Gavin Evers, and then Mason Diller, our four juniors. So, and then we've got a couple of sophomores on varsity, too, Colson Post and Hayden Seifring. So that's our varsity 11 that we'll set. And once tournament comes, hope we'll bring a couple more kids up.
Yeah, for tournament. And that'll be Darian's your job,
that's
right?
His job.
That's my job.
Get them babies ready to plug in, and that'll be a lot of fun. How about scrimmages? How'd they go this year?
So we started off with Greenville at home. It was supposed to be Anna. Mm-hmm. They kept winning in football, so luckily got Greenville to come in. Mm-hmm. Started off a little bit slow, but finished really strong. Was pretty happy with the scrimmage at the end of it. Went to Franklin Monroe the following Saturday, and I think we lost by about 10 there, maybe. Just couldn't score.
Yeah.
I mean, we held them to about 40 points in six quarters, so our defense was there.
Defense played good.
We got good looks. The ball just, couldn't get it to go in. So, was a little disappointed, not effort-wise or anything like that. Just disappointed the ball didn't go in the hoop.
Right.
And then we ended up last Friday up at Kaleida and played okay.
Mm-hmm.
Day after the holiday, hour and a half bus ride.
Long bus drive,
Didn't start off real strong, but we finished our last two quarters well. So it's a work in progress.
And we kind of thought about that. We kind of, and I'm sure you guys did too. That's going to be the issue this year is to find the scoring.
Absolutely,
And hopefully you got some kids that can shoot it. I mean, it's just a matter of going in.
And early on, your first few weeks is getting your defenses in, getting your offensive philosophy in.
Yeah.
So in practice, you're not really getting a lot of shots up.
Yeah.
And we're to the point here these last 2 weeks where now we can get 25 minutes, half hour worth of shots in during practice. So, I mean, I've seen it this week. Darian, I'm sure our guys have shot it pretty well.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
So, hopefully it continues, into Saturday with Jay County coming in because, they've got some length and especially against their 1-2-2 zone, we're going to have to hit shots. So hopefully we start clicking at the right time. The effort's been there now here this week. I think everybody's kind of dialed in. So
starting to get ready.
Yeah.
And at this point in time, it's time to get excited.
It's go time,
It's time to get excited. So, well, we talked a little bit. Actually, let's take a break, come back, and we'll talk about this week, Saturday night. We got Jay County Patriots coming to the Ford.
Yep. Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
It's all fun and games until someone bangs into a tree or a dock. Hi, I'm Gavin Tobe with Fort Recovery Insurance. Sport utility vehicles, motorcycles, boats, and jet skis are loads of fun, and fun is all that is on your mind when you purchase one. But we both know that accidents can happen. Go ahead, get out there, have fun, but with the confidence that I've got your back. I'm Gavin Tobe at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Harold Seeley, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Ford Recovery. Ball is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
New Year's Eve is coming up, and you're wondering what to do. Here's your answer. The Sawyer Overman Memorial Committee is having a huge New Year's Eve party at the Legion featuring the dueling pianos. We all know that it's a big party when the dueling pianos come to town. Plus, it's New Year's Eve, so this should be a great event. The tickets are $100 per person, and they're available from any Sawyer Overman Committee member or any community club member, and all the proceeds will go toward the Sawyer Overman Ninja Park. The event includes a supper and an open bar, and there will be several side raffles going on that night. Don't miss the big New Year's Eve party featuring the dueling pianos. Get your tickets now from any Sawyer Overman Committee member or any community club member.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
All right, Coach. We did some scouting probably this
past
couple weeks, I'm sure. We checked out Jay County.
We went to
big kids. Big boys.
Long and lengthy. Yeah. Well, they got Wesley Benn inside, who's 6'7".
Yeah.
Probably 220, 230. Looks like Rob Gronkowski out there running up down the floor. And then they've got some other length. I can't remember all their names but 6'7", 6'7", 6'4", 6'2", and 5'10 are their starters. They bring a 6'4 kid off the bench. It's Jay County.
Yeah.
You know, very skilled. And they play their 1-2-2.
I was going to say bomb
zone.
Bomb,
and they sit in that thing. They'll come out and trap a little bit on the wings. They are a little bit more aggressive on their wings this year. Last year, they really packed it in against us. Mm-hmm. I saw them play against Richmond, and they even extended it against Richmond's quickness. So I expect to see that on Saturday night.
On us a little bit.
Yep. We're hoping to, you know, hit some shots.
Yeah.
We're going to be patient on offense. Hopefully, we can get some inside-out movement and see what we can do, but we'll have to be physical with them.
Yeah,
you know, because I know that that style ball doesn't really translate into Ohio basketball as much as it does over there, which is fine. So hopefully that can, you know, hopefully lead to some points for us.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah,
it always is. This is a neat game.
Yeah,
a neat game.
It is, and we'll see them. Actually, they play Friday night again against Woodland, so we'll get to see them twice live. So we'll have a good game plan. Our kids will be ready. It's a big game. You know, we talked to them about it. That, you know, this is up there with St. Henry, Coldwater, Marion.
Absolutely.
This is You know, they love coming over here to play Fort Recovery, and we love it when they come over. It's a fun game. It's a great atmosphere.
We had a lot. Didn't we have a lapse of about 4 or 5 years there?
You know, I never played them in high school.
Yeah.
And I don't know when that quit before I got there in the mid-90s.
Yeah.
And then we started playing them again with Joe.
Yeah, because we had some wars.
Had some wars there. And then there was a little falling out with their AD. So there was a few. You guys didn't play them, did you, Darian?
My senior year, we did.
Played them his senior year, but there was about 3 or 4 years where we didn't play them.
That's what I thought too. We lost them there, and it was a no brainer.
Yeah,
I mean, why? We had great crowds. We had energy. It was fabulous. Yes.
It's obviously fun. Their closest game.
Yeah, and when we go there, they're going to get a huge gate from our following. Yep. You know,
absolutely.
Yeah, and then we started playing it again, and it never lost us.
It's
rivalry.
It's got a great rivalry there. That's fun. And half the people related that are over here. It does make it fun.
Yeah, we feed that community. They feed us. It's a lot of similarities there. Yep.
So, another thing that me and Bubba talked about, Mac pretty well loaded this year. It's gonna be a lot of work.
I would say your two favorites are probably St. Henry and St. John's by a nose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's just because the Elworth kid that's back as a sophomore, who's a player of the year as a freshman at St. John's. St. Henry has 8 seniors
back.
You know, 5 starters.
Yeah.
So, you know,
very local.
Marion Local has their size. If their new guards can step in and, you know, create what Mesher and Hess left, they'll be fine with 6'9 and 6'9 inside. Yeah. you got New Bremen, who's got Tiemann back, and a few of those other kids that played as juniors last year. They're going to be solid. Versailles has a freshman guard back now, has a sophomore, and a sophomore back as a junior that played with A.J. Griesdorn. They got Dominic
coming off a state run in football, too.
Exactly.
That so makes them better.
The competition is Minster's still young, but they're all juniors now.
They're coming.
New Knoxville is going to be better with Carson Monger as their head coach. This is his third year. And he's, you know, he's kind of creating that. Getting them guys back in the swing of things. Yeah, it's Parkway's going to be solid. They've got, it's going to be.
No gimmies.
It's going to be a dogfight. It is.
Every Friday night. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yep.
I'm sure we're going to look at the paper and say, I'll be damned.
Yeah.
You know, they right. beat them.
Yep.
But that's pretty cool. So anything else you got to say, my man?
We're ready to get started. We know we always tell the kids when we start in November, hey, this is the worst part of the season. It's a grind. We're to that point where, like, okay, you can kind of see it in their eyes this week in practice that the light switch is on and I think they're ready to go. Hopefully we keep telling them play hard, get after it, and that gets butts in the seats. You know, and that was our motto last year: is let's get the Forsyth Field House filled up again. Yeah. You know, and get to play in that atmosphere. It's the best in the MAC by hands down, the best gym in the MAC. And when Fort Recovery's winning and competing,
it's fun.
It's an experience those kids are going to live for. You know, they're just going to remember it their whole lives.
Oh yeah, I mean you can fight to it. And Darren, you can too.
Absolutely.
We had a lot of fun. A lot of fun back in the days.
And especially with the JV having a bunch of really good athletes and going to do some running and gunning, get there for the JV game.
Yeah, if you want to watch some fun, exciting basketball and kids that just play their tails off. Well, for one, they have to because there's a guy waiting behind them
that's really good.
That's going to push them. So,
I love that.
Yeah, get there early and watch the JV games. Darren does a great job with those kids. It should be a fun season. You know, we've got great kids. We always have, but this is, I think this is a special group. I really do. So,
I think you'll get good senior leadership.
Yeah,
like you said, you're kind of pushed them a little bit.
We're pushed well, and they haven't played without Kale in a few years. A group, so they got to go back and figure out. This is how we score in the offense.
Yeah,
this is how we got to do this on defense. I got to go get a rebound.
It's pretty easy.
Kale and Daniel aren't just going to go get it. You can sit in that zone and have those big boys back there and rebound. Now Rex and Gavin and Googs and those guys got to go do that stuff now.
Yeah.
And we're getting there. So get out and check us out. Hopefully,
I know they're going to come out and they're going to play hard. And that, to me, is one of the biggest things I've always looked forward to.
Absolutely.
The kids are going to play hard. It's always going to make the fans happy. And we hope the ball gets in the old hole.
Absolutely. Like that's our goal. We want to put a good product out there that people come and enjoy watch play.
Absolutely, buddy. Well, we appreciate you guys coming up tonight, and we'll get you back.
Yeah, sounds good.
And then talk her over again, and maybe back tournament time.
Sounds good.
Love having you on here, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. We'll be right back. We'll talk a little girls basketball right after this.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Everybody has that hard-to-buy-for person on their Christmas list, and Mary Colleen's has just what you need to solve that problem for you. Mary Colleen's gift cards. You can get them from $5 up to $500, and they can be used for anything they sell at Mary Colleen's. Bowling equipment and games, food, drinks, anything they offer at Mary Colleen's. Don't spend your time looking online or in the stores for something they don't want. Just head out to Mary Colleen's and get your Christmas shopping done fast and easy, and they'll love you for it. Mary Colleen's gift cards, the best Christmas gift you can give them.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Here are the basketball broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Saturday will be Jay County Day, with the Lady Indians playing at Jay County, with the JV game starting at noon, and it'll only be three quarters. We'll simulcast WPGW's broadcast of the varsity game. Then on Saturday night, Coach Leverett's boys team will begin their season, hosting the Jay County Patriots boys team. We'll simulcast WPGW's broadcast of both the JV and varsity games starting at 6, and it can also be heard on the NFHS video. And it will be the cheerleaders' food drive that night, so bring non-perishable food items to donate to our local food bank. Basketball is in full swing, so make your plans to get to every game to help cheer on our Indians teams. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Yeah. Hey, we're back here. Boys are going to hang around and talk with me a little bit. We're going to talk over the girls. Neil, start out. A little slow, but first they got the first win last night.
Yep. Well, first game was against Crestview.
They, really good team.
They're going to be ranked in the top 10 probably all year.
Yep.
They're at outstanding.
Yeah, at their place.
And that Callie Gregory is going to be one of the top players in the state. And we, you know, until they kind of wore us out and we had to try to take some chances, we played with them pretty well that whole game. And what I really liked was we had a pretty decent crowd there. Mm-hmm. It's almost an hour drive, and we had a pretty decent crowd there. So that's good.
Everybody's itching to pull.
Now, Crestview had a whole bunch of people there.
Yeah, well, they know they got a good
team. Yes, and so first game of the season, they showed up, and that's really good. But we had a pretty good amount of fans, and that's really good. And then next night, Arcanum. Thought we had
tough
a chance
there.
To,
I thought we had them there,
to get them, but you know, things don't always go the way you want them to. Right. But we had good effort, and I thought we played pretty well. So, you know,
I think Mandy had, or Mandy's girl.
Kennedy
had a pretty good game.
Yeah, she had 18.
Yeah, had 18. Yeah,
played a great game.
Yeah, she was really good, and I think she only had two last night.
Yeah,
but Kelly Wendell, you know,
she was fabulous.
Yeah,
last
when
night.
They, I think they have enough different shooters, and Carly Niekamp, when she's on, depending on what they're going to give us.
Yeah, she had 12 last night.
Yeah, that's three people that can put out double figures anytime.
Yeah,
Kennedy didn't last night, but we didn't need her to.
Right. Yep.
If we had needed her too, she probably would have. And but Carly did quite a bit. And Callie, she had 6 threes, and that's probably out of 10 or 11 tries.
Attempts.
Yeah, I think that's what I saw in the paper. Was like 6 for 10, something like that.
Yeah, she didn't miss many.
How many did you hit? 9?
9, yeah.
9. That's still a record, ain't it?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Now,
I was back in the
1900s. I'm too sure Kenny Tin's daughter hit. She had 8 or 9?
Might have.
I think she on had the girl's
eight.
Side.
I think
the
girls had 8.
She might have the record for that, I think.
She don't have 9, I know that, guys.
9 is one guy. There's only one person allowed to have 9.
If somebody gets the 8.
If somebody gets the 8, you're shooting them all.
They're coming out.
Yeah, get her in. Yeah, get out of there. Coach, I'm on fire. Yeah, a little bit too much fire. Have a seat.
You look like you really need a rest.
You need a break. You're tired.
You talk to them and tell them how bad their arms feel and all that kind of stuff. Talk them out of it.
That's funny.
I think that Arcanum game, though, the difference was didn't Callie get in foul trouble in the fourth? So
yes. And, it,
and that's and, when they kind of went on their run.
And, we and Bubba said, on radio. You know, when she got the fourth foul, Bubba said, you know, within, I think we were up 42-36.
Yeah.
And within 3 minutes, they were ahead of us.
Yeah.
And we from 42-36 with, I'm going to say, 4 or 5 minutes left to go in the game, we scored 2 more points. And they scored 15, I think, or something like that.
Yeah,
something like that.
So yeah.
We were listening to it on the way. We were scouting Jay County. We turned it on, caught the end of it. And yeah, it was like, maybe we shouldn't have turned it on. We just jinxed it.
Yeah, I bet that was it.
But they got their next game is going to be Saturday, correct?
Yep, Saturday
over
at noon
at
against at the Jay County Girls.
Yep.
And it'll be a three-quarter JV game. Because Jay County has some injuries or illness or something, so it's going to be a three-quarter JV game.
Really?
Usually, WPGW also broadcasts the JV games for boys and girls. They're not going to broadcast the girls' JV game on Saturday, but the varsity will start a little bit earlier,
about
15 minutes earlier than you'd imagine if it was a 12 o'clock start. But and then Friday or Saturday night, they'll broadcast the JV and varsity boys' games. So
I'm looking forward to Saturday night. That'll be fun.
Yep. That's always
fun. I didn't ask you, Coach. Numbers? Yeah, good numbers, right?
Yeah, we've got 24. We've got one exchange student that gives us 24. So we've got six freshmen, eight sophomores, four juniors, five seniors, and then Benjamin Ingold, who's technically a junior. So that gives us 24. He's actually going to go down and play some freshman ball for us.
Yeah.
Which a lot of schools have done.
No problem, yeah.
And then he'll play some JV, hopefully, for Darren, get some minutes when we're...
Well, if he's down there with Jeff, too.
Yeah, no, it's he's good. He's good with it. You know, he's a great kid,
fantastic kid.
Yeah,
guys love him. He's fun to be around. So, yeah, he just wants to experience basketball in the States, and he's already said it's totally different. You know, he played club ball in Switzerland, is where he's from, and he says, "Yeah, coach, don't take it as serious over there."
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah,
he's seen. I mean, I think they're about. Was it 2 years ago? I think the girls had a. She actually was a pretty good shooter, and she could shoot it every time she touched it. I was thinking, this girl knows what to do. I love that.
Kind of sounds familiar, don't it?
Yeah.
Well, Ben likes to chuck it up a little bit.
Yeah. Hey,
why not?
That's what the game is, right? Shoot that thing.
Can't score points with a ball in your hand.
Absolutely not. How about the tough week for Buckeye fans?
Ooh, yeah.
That was a tough one.
Didn't care for that.
No. I was, I don't know. I see so much stuff. What do you think about the Ryan Day stuff?
Who are you going to go get?
Oh, I just think that's...
The Ryan Day...
And it's so hard. Yeah. You look at it at 56-6 or something like that. It's like, and you won't fire him?
There's nobody out there better.
Crap.
Nick Saban and Kirby Smart aren't walking through the door to coach the Buckeyes.
No, they're not dying to get up to the Buckeyes.
Ryan Day's going to... He needs to stay. He's not going anywhere.
I agree.
Yeah, but he'd be unemployed.
He would.
For about 10 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
As soon as somebody sees that, there'll be 15 schools calling him. Throwing $1 million bills
at him. That's a tough position. You know, I'm sure it's glamorous and awesome, but that poor guy, from the time he took over to now, that poor guy's aging.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, holy crap, I got bags under my eyes. Oh, it's like, oh, my God.
He looks older every time you see him.
Oh, you know, and it's unbelievable that that's the way the Ohio State fans are built. You know, you can go 9-0 all year. That don't mean crap.
I saw a stat where it had Jim Tressel's worst losses and Urban Meyer's worst losses. And those guys had some bad losses. You know, Urban lost to Iowa, who was...
Oh, crushed us.
Just killed. And there was a few other games like that. Tressel had some games where he lost to a six-win Purdue team. And, you know, they had some bad losses too, but not to Michigan.
Yep. That's what it's about.
It is.
Yeah, win that Michigan game, nobody cares.
Right.
You're okay.
But the stat I saw, if Michigan wins the next 10 years in a row, we're tied for the century.
Is that what it is?
So really? They need to win 10 more
in a row. They had a bad streak.
They did. Well, I remember when Michigan was leading the series.
Oh, yeah.
They still are leading.
They are still leading. Yeah. Okay.
But not really over the last 60 years.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
They're I think they're still up 20. But
is that what it is,
but,
really?
Yeah, but a lot of it is before anybody alive was born.
Or cared.
Yeah. Yeah, it was Woody when in the 60s is when it really got big. So the last 60 years is when that rivalry actually started. And I believe the Buckeyes are ahead. But in this century, you know, the Buckeyes won, I believe it went, we won two, Michigan won one, we won three, they won one. And then we won eight in a row.
Yeah,
we were in a
bucket. You know,
right.
You know, now they've won three in a row.
That were,
oh,
three, four losses. I mean, they had some terrible years for a while.
Yeah. Well, they're going through coaches like crazy. You know, they had Rich Rodriguez. Brady Hoke.
We paid him double to stay.
Yeah.
Please,
same with Brady Hoke. You could have stayed all. It's kind of funny. So, like our senior group of kids, you know, they're like in panic mode, aren't they, Darian? Oh, you know, they haven't seen Ohio State win since their freshman year.
Well, that's what I was laughing because my kid, Cody, hadn't seen him lose.
Yeah.
It's like, why are you so excited about the Michigan game? Dude, this is the biggest game ever.
And that's how those guys were a couple years ago.
We kill them every year.
Right.
We did. Now we don't.
3 years ago, I actually was rooting for Michigan to win because if they didn't win, that whole thing is not even a rivalry anymore.
It was to that point.
Win nine in a row, it'll just be it'll be an Indiana game.
Well, I remember like what Bubba always said, too. If Michigan's terrible, the Big Ten ain't very good.
Right.
Yeah.
You absolutely need those two teams to be good.
Yeah.
Because Ohio State went through, we had a little bad streak there, too, where we had about 3 or 4 years where we lost four or five games. Yeah. It's like, this is horrible.
Right.
But
Darian, you wouldn't remember that.
Great weekend to be a Steelers fan, though.
Steelers. I'll tell you what. You're pain in the Browns' ass right now. You just keep coming. You won't go away. I just keep thinking somebody's going to beat you. Nope.
I was a big Broncos fan last week.
Oh, man.
Felt bad for Cody, though, seeing he was at the game.
Yeah.
He went all the way out to Denver.
Went all the way to Denver to watch him get pumped.
And they were at a Buckeyes bar for the Buckeyes game, too.
Yeah, lost there, too.
Bad weekend.
Bad weekend
for the bad Cody and the boys.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, but they got to go to Colorado.
Darian about got beat up in practice.
Uh-oh.
He come walking in with a Steelers gear on, and it was we had to pull the dogs off.
Yeah, they know better.
Well, one thing's nice about it is that North Division is pretty damn good.
Yes.
I don't know how anybody's going to catch Baltimore, but you guys really got them one more time.
Yep, and Cincinnati in 2 weeks.
Got them. Yeah. But
I seen Joe Flacco has moved up to number two, man.
Number two. Well, we ain't anybody else. I just wanted that game to end Sunday. Yeah. I said, we were dropping guys right and left. It's like, they're going to kill our whole team. Oh, shoot.
They should have just started him.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, just put him out there. If you're going to put him in a backup, they keep saying the other kid might be back, though, with the concussion. I don't know if he'll be back that fast or not. Normally, they're not, but.
Doesn't matter. Kenny Pickett. Coming to save the day.
Kenny Pickett. That's all the Browns need right now, too. Their defense is just like Pittsburgh's. They're both good. They can't score to Kenny save themselves.
Kenny Pickett stinks.
Oh, Kenny.
It's him and Kyle McCord. They just like little brothers.
There you go. That's a great comparison.
They both stink. Yep.
Pretty good comparison.
Yeah, pretty vanilla.
Yeah. I don't either.
That's the problem.
You love it when I use that line.
That's the problem.
Oh, my. Hey, shit happens. Yep. Oh, shoot.
So, is anything else going on in sports? I don't know of anything.
Junior high boys open up Saturday
morning. Junior high
morning.
Boys open up Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Saturday morning.
Missinaw Valley Blackhawks at 10.
That's up here?
The seventh grade's the one you were coaching last year, right?
Yeah, check them guys out.
That'll be fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. My little buddies over there.
They got some good little guys out there. They're going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, we got some pretty good youth come. I mean, seventh grade group is really pretty solid. Eighth grade group had a really good year last year. There's only eight of them, but I mean,
they can play.
They get after.
They play hard.
Yeah, they play hard. Justin does a great job with them. Jordan did a hell of a job with them last year.
Yeah.
So, there's a few of those kids that we're excited to have here in a couple years.
You have a pretty good group of all-stars on your coaching staff from the top to the bottom. It's just...
It's what I could round up, you know.
Well, you did a good job of rounding up.
Best looking staff.
Best looking staff on the state of Ohio. Staff. Yeah. Don't know much about basketball, but we're...
Right.
We like to think we look good.
Yeah.
There is kind of an argument right now in the coach's office as to what we're going to wear on Saturday.
These guys have no fashion. It's unbelievable. I'll let you know what you need to wear and you show up just
if
like
we
that.
Look like a bunch of clowns on Saturday, it's because Darian picked out our wardrobe.
Wardrobe dresser.
Are you picking up plaid jackets?
Well, you'll find out. You show up there.
Stay tuned, Neil.
We will let you know.
I can promise you I'll be there.
Perfect.
I don't miss them.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, these guys, their fashion is bad.
Bad. We got to pick it up.
Jackie still picks his clothes out every day for work.
Absolutely.
Gotta have. That's why I got her.
That's why we have you young guys on staff.
Well, yeah, to look good and to dress good.
Take care of these boys.
And I make up for all the hair they're losing, so. Toby's about gray now. He's all gray. Oh,
Toby's catching me and Vonnie real quick. Oh, yeah. I'd say by the end of the season, he could pass us up.
Well, he started off with lightish hair anyway, so it's a little hard to tell.
Hard telling.
He takes out 800 ibuprofens a year. He'll look at me, I'm seeing stars. Would you just calm down then?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, only one technical on the staff last year is pretty weak.
It was weak, wasn't it? Yeah. I didn't even earn it.
No, you didn't.
Oh, that was the Arcanum game.
Yeah, you said this is Bush League.
Then I was talking to the players, telling them they were Bush League.
But,
Yeah. I remember you walking across. The
ref was not happy.
I think he just teed up Bobby. I said, I don't think Bob said anything.
I did. I just didn't say in his direction.
Right.
Yeah. Or to him. Or about him.
Yeah.
So, we got to kind of step up that.
Yeah, if we're going to get
a little more aggressive.
So if we're going to get one, we're going to get one. Like,
we're going to earn it.
Going to earn it.
Oh, yeah.
Going to make a scene.
Yep. Want a real one.
Should we warn our school administration into...
Here's your guys' warning, if you're listening.
We're on the edge.
We're on the edge.
There could be one coming.
There's a possibility we throw a fit. Oh, shoot.
I know after I got that, I had a text message from Brian Patch within about 30 seconds from the game being over how he never had a technical in all his years of coaching.
He did the game with me, and we were both saying the same thing. Yeah. What the hell was that?
And I think I told myself, well, you wasn't coaching hard enough.
That's right. You weren't working hard enough.
Yeah.
You'd have just said, don't you care? Didn't you care when you were coaching?
That's right.
Absolutely. Must not have cared much. What the
heck? Darren,
did you get any texts coaching AU this summer?
One. I didn't even earn it, though.
Didn't earn it either, huh?
No. I got about five in my career, all in youth. I get a little roundup on Sunday mornings.
Yeah.
Speaking about getting wound up at youth basketball, my dad was at the Jay County Boys Club watching Derek Judy play in sixth grade, I think, or so. Yeah. And, Dad comes in, gosh dang it. So where you been? Oh, I went over and watched them, Derek and those guys play at the boys club. I about got tossed out. What? I go, why? He goes, well, that damn official, he was doing this and that. And I just had to give him a piece of my mind. I'm like, Dad, why do you care?
I've never done that.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, okay, a couple times.
So now that's why if you see my dad, we put him up in the corner.
Got him up in the corner.
Yeah, where he can't get close to the
good
officials.
Idea. Yeah. Stay away from the official. Well, he sat behind me in the Marion game. And we just kept blaming each other. He was like, that's the worst cause he has, man. Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
No more one-on-ones this year. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. So that is 5 fouls a quarter?
A quarter, and then they wipe it out and start over
each quarter. Yeah.
You know, like the girls' game last night, they never did get to it.
JV girls, they did.
JV did.
Yeah. Reese Rogers screwed it up.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Come on, Reese.
Yep. So if you go through and don't have 5 fouls... In each quarter, you have 4, 4, 4, 4. You'll never. Nobody will shoot a free throw.
And only on shooting fouls.
Shooting foul.
Unless it's a shooting foul.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it could speed the game up or it could slow it down. I mean.
Yeah.
I guess what one-on-one. I guess.
So their theory was there was too many injuries on one-on-one free throws because you're boxing out that many more times.
Trying to kill each other to get to.
I've never seen anybody get injured on a free throw boxing out, but that was what we were told. So
yeah.
That's kind of one of the reasons they changed it.
Yeah, so you've paid a lot more attention than I have. That was kind of my thought, but I thought, you know, I don't sit and watch that stuff all the time because I'm just
right.
a spectator. But so I was thinking that, but you obviously have thought about that a lot more than I have because it matters to you. To me, I just don't like it when somebody gets hurt. But yeah, I agree with you that I don't think I ever remember anybody getting hurt.
I don't either.
Yeah. I think I kind of like it. I mean, let's shoot two free throws. If you got kids that can make free throws, then
it's going to help.
It's going to help a lot. And if you're aggressive offensively and a team can't guard you, then you benefit twice.
Yeah.
You know?
That makes sense.
So.
Yeah, we'll he makes some free throws then.
Yeah. We shoot, I mean, we have our guys shoot 100 a week on their own. That's not counting what we do in practice. So,
Knock on wood.
Right. I guess the only thing,
scrimmages we've shot pretty well.
Shot okay, yeah.
Good. The one-on-one deal, though, it kind of lets you get back in the game a little bit.
It can, there, yeah. Sometimes. But you know what? You still got, if it's late in the game and you're still fouling, even if they miss that first one,
they get one more.
Then they got one more.
They got one more then.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, you're still going to try and foul the guy no matter what, even if they get two shots.
Yep.
So what about a shot clock?
I don't want one.
Think that's coming?
Yeah. It's in like, is it like in 11 or 12 states already?
Yeah, it's in some states.
Yeah, it's coming.
It's coming. My question is,
3 years.
How are they going to finance it? Who are they going to get to help run it at the scorers table?
It's another thing.
It's another thing for the officials. Yep. I mean,
there's a lot of places where they don't have a place for that guy to sit.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of schools that, their scorer's table is three people.
Right. You don't think about that.
That's as big as it is.
Somebody's got to buy that stuff too. Mm-hmm. And it ain't gonna be
cheap. A lot of schools aren't in the green like we are.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Financially, I think we're pretty sound from what I've
done. Yeah. And people will support our sports programs. There's a lot of schools that is.
Get to some of the inner cities and stuff like that. Just a poor community in general.
Right.
Or somebody that doesn't have great sports programs, so it's not supported. And they have to still do those same stupid things that just cost money and time. And
I understand that the guys that hold the ball and pretty boring.
It is, but it gives that team a chance to win.
They say, if you're a team that I can handle the ball a little bit, but I can't shoot it.
Yeah.
I'm okay with about 40 seconds, 45 seconds time clock. The 20s and 30s, I'm not.
Yeah, we don't want that. We don't want it that fast.
No.
40 second would be plenty fast.
That'd be about right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm okay with 15.
You ain't let her fly.
It would never get
more
there.
More shots. Let's go.
We'll get to game five, and Darren will be playing a 2-3 zone, and he'll be holding the ball.
Not a chance.
Slow down, boys. Slow down.
See the rim shoot it. Let's go get it.
Go get it, boys.
Can't score with a ball in your hand.
Right.
So if we don't do something by stealing it or doing something, you're going to be pretty patient.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. That's probably
good. Yeah, it could
look
get
for
boring.
Something easy. And
we're going to do what we got to do win.
Yeah.
It could be ugly, but we'll take ugly wins. We'll take 22 ugly wins during the season. A tournament run.
That's the worst watch team I ever seen. Yeah. We love them.
Yeah.
They're great.
Jack Albers would have never survived a shot clock.
No.
If I remember right, I think his minimum was 5 passes. You shot it before there was 5 passes, you got to sit down.
I can believe that. Yeah.
That was a fact, too. He was a nut.
Yeah.
And they still put points on the board. I mean, it's not like they were in the 20s. I mean,
they'd play that 2-3 when they put 2 6-6 guys up there with big long arms. He couldn't get a shot off. There was no way getting a shot off.
Yep. He's like Bumholt for Jay County with his 1-2-2.
1-2-2.
2-3 zone.
Sit back in it.
All the way top to bottom. But yeah, I don't know.
It'll be interesting.
Yes, it will.
Boys got anything else?
No, get out and check us out.
Yes.
Like you said, let's
get Jay some County people Day back on Saturday.
Yep.
Let's go over and watch the girls in the afternoon and then come back and watch the boys.
Junior high boys are at 10 at home, too.
10 o'clock, that's right.
You say against Mississinewa Valley?
Mississinewa
Valley.
Battle of 119 is different this year.
Battle of 119 is...
Is that a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
It's a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We don't start until Thursday.
Yeah.
But St. Henry and Marin play on Wednesday, and then...
And that's all day, boys
all
and
day.
Girls.
Yeah, so the junior high boys, 7th grade, will open up. I want to say 9, but I'm thinking maybe it's 9:30. They'll play at the high school. The girls will be playing at the elementary school at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, it goes from...
Is this before Christmas or after?
This is after Christmas. This will be on the 28th and the 29th.
Okay.
Yeah. So the St. Henry and Marion play on Wednesday.
Yep.
Fort Recovery and Marion play on
Thursday?
Marion
comes to us on Thursday, and then we go to St. Henry on Friday.
Yep.
Boys and girls both.
That's kind of a neat idea.
Yeah. They'll be, the schedule's out. I've seen it. They'll get that out. But yep, it's a full day of basketball. It's going to be a traveling trophy.
Yeah.
So whichever
that'd be fun.
School wins the most games between the girls and boys. And
yep. Now, I think that's awesome.
Bobby, did you play? You didn't play in Mac schools twice, did you?
Yeah, we did. Yep, okay. When I was in school.
Man, that was
old.
Wars,
1900s.
That was wars back then.
Harold was in his 20s when I played in high school.
Yeah. I was in my 80s.
Shoot. Neil didn't have any hair then either. Nope.
Oh, shoot.
Yep.
No, that'll be fun.
It should be neat. I know Amy's talking about doing like some type of meal. In between
the
games
cool.
and stuff.
Yeah.
So if you want to get some bleacher butt, those will be 2 days.
That'll be a good days to do it.
That's going
to
be tough. You know, you're playing against Marion and St. Henry twice, but it's non-league.
But
you can throw some different things at them and kind of tweak some stuff.
See, something works. Yep. Yeah, that's right.
And you can try some stuff against a very good team, right. So you know what you can do.
Yeah. There's a real good possibility you might play them three times.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Districts or sectionals.
Districts or somewhere there. Yep. You're going to play them again.
Yep. They're supposed to put a really neat program together with a lot of like different facts from each school's basketball history and stuff like that.
That's awesome. Now, who's doing it? Is that the MAC doing that? Is that the ADs?
It's the three schools. Yeah.
Three schools are doing it.
Yep, it's the three schools. Since the Coldwater tournament, they're not doing the holiday tournament anymore.
Yeah.
Oh,
and, you know, like last year we had Maumee Valley come who brought three people.
Yeah.
You know, and they were kind of in the same boat, say, Henry and Marion. It's like, well, you know, let's just do a little battle of 119 and get the programs from top to bottom involved in it.
Yeah.
A traveling trophy.
Yeah.
And, you know. Yeah. Something neat.
I hope
through the holidays, to where if you really want to go watch basketball, you can go watch it from 9 o'clock till 10 o'clock at night.
Fun. Yep. I hope that everybody gets going on that. But almost for sure, within 2 or 3 years, that's going to be a big, big deal.
I hope so. You know, I hope
it will be.
It'll
with it
going.
Being between Christmas and New Year's, hopefully people can take some days off and make it fun.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
It'll be
looking
great.
Forward to that. Well, Coach. Good luck, buddy.
Hey, thanks, sir.
We'll be there Saturday night, ready to go. Darian, good luck.
Thank you.
Get them running, man. They'll be running.
I can't wait. I love that kind of basketball.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
And I love that sophomore class you have.
Yep.
Those are some really good kids.
The announcers are making a lot of baskets.
I hope so.
Score. Let's get some scores, man. That'll be fun.
Is that going to be you, Harold?
I'd say. Unless they kick me out. I haven't talked to Amy. She might have kicked me out.
She ain't kicking you out.
Just in case.
If she does, we'll revolt.
Yeah.
Last year, it just got so much trying to get off of work. When they switched to 6 o'clock, you know that.
Oh, yeah.
So I kind of quit the girls last year. I said, I'm going to just take a break. Somebody else wants to do it. You know, and I think
Mr. Stahl did some.
Yeah. He did a bunch of games. It was great. I told him I'd do a game or two here and there whenever I could. But so I'm sitting there Saturday night after the Buckeyes game, probably about 10 to 7. I get a text. I look, are you announcing tonight? And I went, what? And then I don't know if she didn't have anybody. I assume it was Amy that texted me. I said, I didn't do it last year, but I said, I could probably. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
Whoops.
I'd say she was scrambling there for a little bit.
Yep.
Did anybody call it?
Yeah, I think.
Probably Ryan.
I think Ryan Steinbrenner did. Ryan Steinbrenner. He'll be great, too.
Yeah, he's got a.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a good voice.
He's got a great voice,
too. Well, he's really good at just that kind of thing.
Yeah.
He's just, I don't know how we fell into somebody with that much talent. He can have a couple of little words on a paper and talk for 5 minutes.
Right.
He has a heyday at that. Wow.
Yo.
Yes, he does.
He's perfect for that.
Yeah.
He's exactly who we need for that.
It's a pretty good gig.
We probably have 30 people that could stumble through it and do okay.
Right.
But nobody could do that.
He makes it a lot of fun.
Yep.
Pretty cool.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, fellas.
Yeah.
I'm going to call her nine. Anything else, Neil, that you got?
Nope.
We'll be back next week. We're probably going to try to get the girls' basketball coach.
Yep. Coach Deitch.
We can get Coach Deitch to come up.
Yep.
Talk over maybe a couple more wins next week.
That wouldn't be a bad thing.
Wouldn't be a bad thing at all.
Yep. Yep.
All right. For me and Neil, Coach Leverett and Coach Sheffer, we will see you next Wednesday.
You are listening to Sports.
Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.